Phoneboy Speaks, episode 952, Failure to Quantify Risk. Information security topics have been making the news quite a bit lately, including the story about the car getting hacked over the internet, which should be kind of a wake-up call, I think, for the automakers, no matter how true it is, right? I mean, it's the fact that it's even possible to do that suggests that maybe there's some design flaws in how these connected cars are being made. It almost makes me want to drive a car that has very little electronics in it. Why this is, people are making a huge deal out of it. And honestly, the problem is that when many InfoSec people talk, they say, well, this could happen. Well, okay, that's fine. Yeah, lots of stuff could happen, but what's the actual risk, right? How much risk are we talking about? What's the likelihood that somebody will do XYZ? And many InfoSec people can't really articulate that. It's either, well, we have to mitigate this risk. Well, part of mitigating this risk is actually making the choice not to do something about it because, well, the likelihood of that happening is too low, or the impact of that is an event here is relatively low. So I'm not going to worry too much about it. On the other hand, if something is highly likely to happen and the impact is high or some combination thereof, then maybe it makes sense to do something about it. Now, you almost have to take, there's actually in any given network, there's actually probably many different things that probably need to be fixed at any given point in time. And you have to kind of look at the risks. And honestly, I would say on both sides, right, either in the InfoSec industry or not, we're really bad at assessing risk, right? And we're also really bad at articulating what we think the risk is. When I go do these engagements with customers and I'm identifying what I consider to be issues in how they're doing their information security, it is actually difficult for me to say, well, this is what I think the risk is, right? And this is also what I think the impact is. And I do a risk matrix now with my customers and trying to say, well, these are where I think the issues are. This is what I think the risk is. This is what I think the impact is. And here's what we think the remediation step should be, right? And actually doing that, right? And you put that out there, and you could argue, okay, these are we could argue about the numbers, right? But if you put it out there, that at least gives you a starting point for the conversation, I think, right? Being able to do that and being able to communicate, what the things that you think are risky to an executive, right? And be able to do it succinctly in a way that they'll understand it. There's a real skill to that. And I don't have claim to have mastered it, but in order to, I think, move the needle on some of these issues that we think are really important, we have to be able to speak in those terms, right? We have to be able to say, this is what here's the issue, here's what we think the risk is, and the impact in the environment, and then prioritize that among other things, because there's going to be many other things like that in the environment. You have to be able to say, okay, because there's no way you're going to be able to mitigate every risk or anything that might be potentially impactful. I mean, that changes daily based on all the things that have to be patched, the vulnerabilities that are discovered, the application you have, and the best thing to do, right, when you're designing a system is to essentially, reduce the number of exposure points, right? We refer to this as segmentation, at least in my line of work, we segment things in such that different types of devices or different classifications of devices are on separate network segments with some sort of control point there. And I only let in the things that I want, or I only let out the things that I want. And, maybe you add some additional controls on top of that, not just the simple allow or deny type thing, but, maybe something at layer 7. But in order to have any sort of control, right, you have to have those control points in place. And it could be, something in between point A and point B. It could be something on point A or point B, right? It depends on what it is you're talking about. But anyway, this is not always the case, right? We often come into environments where this wasn't thought out in that way, and so now we're trying to figure out what is it that we need to fix, right? And I think if we're going to move the needle, right, and make things more secure, all of us in the information security industry have to be able to articulate, when somebody says, okay, when another logoed vulnerability comes out, right, we have to be able to articulate to our executives, right? What is it that, why is this important if it's important at all, right? Because there's some of them you just kind of look at and go, well, that doesn't apply to us, right? And there are things like that. Like Venom didn't really, I think this was one, I want to say it was the Zen, you know, there's some escape in one of the hypervisor type things. It was something that probably didn't impact that many customers or any people, right? There are lots of things, like that out there that get the news, but really because, you know, maybe people have actually done their homework, that the actual risk involved is actually pretty low. We have to be able to articulate that to our executives in a way that they'll understand, right? Be able to assess the impact as to how big it is. And again, we could potentially argue about what those numbers are, but once the agreement has been made about what the risk and impact is, then maybe you can work on prioritizing what things get fixed. I mean, you're never going to be 100% secure. There's always going to be new things. There's always going to be new risks coming in. There's always going to be new ways to potentially connect. I mean, who knows? I mean, now we've got these mobile phone devices. Who knows? When we start getting deeper into the Internet of Things, what other sort of things are going to happen? But the point is that, InfoSec in general has really has done a poor job at articulating in quantifying risk to the people that actually make the decisions about what, in prioritization about what needs to be done, right? Because, there is a certain it's a risk we have to mitigate, a mindset that sort of permeates many people in the InfoSec industry. But you really have to take a step back and look at it. And, it's one of the things that I remember from CISSP is that you're not going to spend, $1,000 to protect a $100 asset, right? Which is, and that's a very simplistic view of the situation. But again, it's like, okay, well, we can mitigate every risk, but at what cost? And is it really worth actually doing? Because there are some things, right? You just kind of look at and go, well, somebody pops that, so what? I've got the rest of the network segmented, or maybe, right? If you're doing a honeypot, maybe you want the stuff hacked, and so therefore mitigating every vulnerability is probably not the goal there. So you have to be able to articulate what the risk is, and understand, yes, the potential impact, and yes, most of the people in the InfoSec industry have not been really good at doing that, especially when you start communicating with executives, and yes. I certainly do my part to try and be mindful of that and be able to try and communicate that in a way that will be in terms executives can understand. But not everybody can do that, and everybody in the industry needs to be able to do that to move the state of things. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.